When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Tackling Life podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's the success podcast that tackles life through the lesson of sports. Ray, what's up, buddy?
Doc, what's going on with you, man?
I'm good. I'm just up here in cloudy Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I'm down here in probably 92, 93 degrees Florida right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I left, Doc. Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. Doc, maybe it's just me, but I think I need to find sun a little bit more, Doc. You know what you think?
My wife is saying to me, she looked outside yesterday and she said, is there a reason why we live here again? It's just clouds everywhere.
I think you just really got to have the option, man, to get up and go see something else for a while. That's what I think, personally.
I agree with you. I agree with you because you can't get stuck in the same routine.
You can't.
No. You got to mix it up. But I'm excited for today's topic because today's topic is something I think is going to hit home for so many people out there. Let me give you a little background because we're going to talk about alpha males today, okay? And let me give you a quick background on a story on something Ray said to me a long time ago. But when we first did our first show together, when we did Coaching Bad on Spike, Ray said to me, it's really interesting because both Ray and I are alpha males. But he said, you know what? One of the reasons why we get along so well is we just don't compete. Like, we're just there together. We support each other in every way. It's just a togetherness. And we've always had that bond from, I mean, day one, like minute one. And it's always been like that. And so we're going to talk today about what it means to be an alpha male. And I want to start us off by talking about this guy did a study of wolves in Yellowstone, right? So wolves and humans, they have a lot in common. Let's get that straight, right?
Listen, Doc, there's one thing that not only wolves, male lions, like, When you find the right alpha male, right, and you see him, right, the first thing you see is something that's real, like a real man. You know what I'm saying? Like a man's man, a warrior, yes. You know, a stand-up guy. Like, yes. Like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, like, what you call him. He's a leader, you know?
Yes.
Like he's the guy that everybody looks for motivation, for inspiration, you know? And Doc, I'm gonna tell you the truth about something now. And oftentimes, a lot of people look at him with a hint of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, I'm just telling you because he's that guy. Like he's the man like women want. Like without intention. I mean, like he's the center of attention. When he walks in a room, he becomes, wow, okay, he's here.
Right, right, right. And I think so many men want to become this alpha male. And let's give them some – I want to give our listeners some insight onto, you know, this study that was done of this guy, Rick McIntyre, who was observing wolves in Yellowstone. And basically what they found was this one wolf – that they tracked, which was, they called him, I think his tag was 21. So this wolf number 21, he was kind of a super wolf. In other words, he never lost a fight. He was kind of known for never losing a fight. But here's the interesting thing. Whenever he fought with rival wolf packs, he didn't lose a fight. But the interesting thing was he didn't fight in his pack. And not only that, but when he would bring food back to the baby wolves and things like that, to the family, he would actually wrestle around with the baby wolves, and he would let them feel like they were winning. And that was something they just hadn't seen before. But it was because he had such a quiet self-confidence that he didn't need to prove anything. And listen, when I start thinking about this, Ray, it's got to say this. You flashed in my mind. As soon as I started reading this, I was like, this is Ray Lewis. This is exactly Ray Lewis. This quiet confidence, because the one key characteristic of a alpha male is that whatever a real alpha male needed to prove has already been proven. And that to me is you.
Doc, listen, the alpha male, he has so many stories to tell, right? Because of his humbleness. That's what makes the alpha male so dominant. Like, he can laugh at himself. Like, it's nothing that big. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yes.
It's like the only thing that matters is the protection of the pride, the protection of the family. That's it. And then once you get to that, like, listen, Doc, he has, I want people to understand this. The alpha male is the male that he's okay with using his hands. Mm. He's okay with getting in a fist fight and maybe losing and still going home the next day and may come back and want to fight him again. But an alpha male ain't going to take it too far past that, Doc.
Right.
Because the alpha male understands you can, man, oh my gosh, Doc, this topic is so rich, because men, we're chasing the wrong things. We believe money. We believe money makes us an alpha male. We believe money says I can do anything I want to do and I'm this dude. It's actually the opposite.
Mm.
It's actually who you are with absolutely nothing.
This is exactly why I wanted to bring this up, because this is the epitome of what I see in you. Like, it has nothing to do with anything other than your demeanor, with the way you present yourself. When you present yourself as a genuine, like you use the word leader, a genuine leader. You're not trying to be aggressive. You're not trying to walk around with your chest puffed out talking about just talking. Like, it's this quiet assuredness. And that's really where I think we're going wrong in our culture, because people are mistaken what alpha male really means.
Bro, the alpha male, he's never the loudest one in the room.
Mm.
He is never the loudest one. You don't even know he exists.
Mm.
Until it's time for him to do what he does best.
Mm.
That's why so many people are attracted to the alpha male or the alpha in any leadership pack, right? I don't want women to not understand that an alpha female has the same importance as an alpha male.
Exactly. Same.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think about the pride of lions. The alpha female takes care of everything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their order. Now, if you thought about this, why does order in those prides? The only thing that will keep families together in the lion world is order. Things must be ran a certain way. Now listen to this, Doc. this might scare most of us. The only thing that will ever keep our families and our country surviving is order.
Mm. We need it. We need to have order.
You gotta have order. Doc, a lion can never wake up and be a zebra. No matter what, he can only wake up and be a lion. A lion right. wakes up every day, and on a Serengeti, when the sun comes up, whether you're lion or gazelle, you better be running.
Mm. Right, because again, they don't need it. Like you just know when you're around a true alpha, you just know. And I want this to be a wake up call for people who think that it's about talking smack, walking around, intimidating people, trying to cause violence. Look, if you think about this on a biological level, right? If we look at a group. Why would an alpha male wolf want to be aggressive toward his own members? That doesn't make any sense. If anything, he wants to promote togetherness. And this is the exact concept that you've talked about as a team. You make your team rise. And you've told story after story on this podcast about incidences where you would bring your teammates up, where you were trying to show them that it was about the family, about togetherness. So when we bring it back to a biological level, why would you want to hurt members of your own group? It just makes no sense. That's not what being an alpha is all about.
Doc, this is what being an alpha is all about. The alpha male knows the value of every word.
Mm.
Of every word. He doesn't talk simply to hear the sound of his own voice.
Mm.
His words are chosen carefully, Doc. Like he respects their power.
Yes.
Whether he's writing or speaking, he doesn't speak to be here. He speaks when he has something of value to say.
Mm.
That's why alpha male speaks. Because it's purpose.
Yes.
Not just to be talking. That's why I tell people, you listen to certain music. Certain music will let you know if that person's an alpha male or not, simply by what's coming out of his mouth, because power of life and death is found in the tongue.
Right. And it's not about the talking about how great you, how much you can do, what you can do to hurt people. Like, that's not what alpha male is. And I think we have it all mixed up and backwards. And let me bring it back. Let me bring it back one more time to the, or maybe even a couple times to this super wolf in Yellowstone. But one of the things that impressed the researchers was there was an injured pup. And this injured pup was kind of sickly, and the other pups would avoid this pup. And so they would kind of stay away, wondering, should I get close to this injured pup or not? Well, the alpha male one day brought back food to everyone. And when he brought back food to everyone, he especially took over a piece just to this sickly pup that everyone else was staying away from. And he purposely spent time with him. And it was that compassion that he had. Here is this wolf who never lost a fight in Yellowstone, like in the wild, never lost a fight. And had the strength to be compassionate. And that, to me, is the epitome of what an alpha male is, when you have the strength to be compassionate.
Because he isn't fighting to destroy. He's fighting to defend.
Yes, yes.
that's where we live. Like he's not worrying about tomorrow, Doc. He's too busy working for today.
Mm.
That's one thing about alphas. We don't think about tomorrow. We're working right now today. I'm working. I tell people that all the time. They be called, oh, you didn't call me back. Man, I'm working. I'm not sitting around. I'm moving.
Right. Moving all the time. All the time. And the only time to be fierce is in defense of your family. That's what it's about. Like, you're not seeking to go out and be aggressive. It's just, hey, there's a sense of like, look, this is my family, and I'm going to protect my family. And I think
go ahead. No, listen, Doc. The alpha male is a man of value, Doc. Value. So men, whoever it is, try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. Mm. When somebody can use you, value. You know what value is? That means something is in you. There's credibility to that value of who yes. you are. You know?
And they need you. They need you. And they recognize they need you.
Doc, listen, I played for so many years. And I realized that I was always trying to figure out what my purpose, what it was. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I realized that it wasn't about all of my accomplishments. I realized that. You know, I started going to the Pro Bowls early and started winning these Players of the Year and started really realizing wow, I can really dominate this game. But I never first started to remember it started to become about me leaving a legacy. Mm. Like a legacy, dog. And I said, what is the legacy? The legacy is how I made others feel. Mm. Right? Mm. And how I help others accomplish their dreams.
Yes.
That's the legacy. Like the legacy that you give somebody and you inspire them to the point to where they go out and do it themselves, man. There's nothing greater for a team to be in war and a leader to speak something in one of his men and watch the mission be carried out.
Mm.
That's the legacy.
It's legacy. Listen, I'm literally fired up about this. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, there's so much more. There is so much more. This is a topic that I, my goodness, I'm fired up about already. But stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Tackling Life podcast is now taking your calls. If you have questions that you'd like for us to address, just call 646-762-4432 and leave us a message. We might play your question on the show. That's 646-762-4432. You can also go to our website, tacklinglifepodcast.com, where you can find links to all our social media platforms, videos, information about our guests, and a whole lot more. That's tacklinglifepodcast.com. Let's tackle life together. All right, we're back, and we are talking about a subject that is this is the epitome of what it means to be a man when we're talking about alpha male. And we're not talking about alpha male like I'm walking around threatening other people. We're not talking about alpha male in the sense of I need to be intimidating to people and puff my chest out. We're talking about the true sense of alpha male. And Ray, you used the key word leader, a leader that's somebody that everybody in the pack values. And of course, an alpha male stands ready to protect his family, and he stands ready to protect his loved ones and will viciously protect his loved ones when necessary. But the key in that is when necessary. And all too often in our culture, people walk around thinking that it's necessary to protect themselves if someone looks at them wrong. It's necessary to protect themselves if they see someone as a threat to them. And that's just not the same thing.
The alpha male is a leader. He leads by example. He doesn't tell people how to live, Doc. Mm-hmm. But he lives in the manner so that they see as best to live. He walks
yes.
it.
Yes.
Listen. Yeah. Look. You know I'm a big movie guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big Troy and Braveheart. I'm just big in all those movies. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a huge movie guy.
Right. But I want you to think about the alpha males throughout history. Like Achilles, like William Wallace, like Napoleon. You know, like they all saw opportunity where others saw failure. See, that's the, let me tell you the biggest thing about the alpha male. The alpha male, he will fail, doc. We will fail. But he won't see failure as the end.
Right.
Right? He sees it. He sees it as a necessary part of the experience. Simply a stepping stone. That's why when you take that fall, you're not saying, oh my gosh, I'm in this bad place. I got to stop. I can't. No, you're saying, wait a minute. Wake up. Let's readjust. Let's reload and let's figure out something else.
Well, listen, and this brings me back to what you teach and what our listeners are going to get to experience at some point real shortly, because we're going to about to put this stuff out there. But when you talk about working out, because it's something you taught me from the very beginning, which is you shouldn't be able to finish the work. You should be pushing yourself so much that you need to continue to go on. Like, that's the point of going to failure. And so it's learning from that failure. But so that part's just exciting alone. But I want our listeners to really hear this. Think of when you think of an alpha male, think of an emotionally secure person. That's what you're talking about when you're talking about a great champion, an emotionally secure person. Because all too often, people from a place of insecurities go out and try to have to prove something. But a true alpha male doesn't have to prove anything.
The greatest foundation of any great team, any great family, is the person that runs the ship. Because they remove themselves. I did something while playing, Doc. I forgot about myself for a large portion of my career. I did. And so people couldn't understand, like, how I was just always trying to reach out and help somebody. And let me tell you, some of the guys I used to help the most, which were the practice squad guys, right? I used to hate guys to put these kids down just because, you know, they're in a certain order, right?
Right.
And I look a certain way, but they're still a man.
Right.
And a bunch of them were alpha men. I became so many friends with so many of these alpha males that was free, the restricted free agents, where they was just coming in and out of the door. And I won't speak none of them name, because if they ever hear these stories, each one of them would know individually the time that we spent and what it was all about. And it's funny that we have this conversation right now, because the whole thing, Doc, the whole thing was about what defines who you are as a man.
Yeah.
Like, why do you really live to be a man? I told this kid one day, I'll never forget it. He said, What does it feel like being Ray Lewis? I said, do you understand what it feels like to be a child of the king? He said, what do you mean? I said, man, look, I don't change with nothing. I'm the same humble person, bro. There's nothing I did. There's nothing nobody say. And there's nothing that I won't dare to do that will define who I am as a person. You know?
Yes.
I'm 100% in. I'm 100% me. And the only reason why I'm attracted to it is because I learned from other alpha males. I paid attention. Doc,
right.
I became a historian of what an alpha male looked like. You understand? I studied Dr. Martin Luther King so much that I saw the risk that he was willing to take because of the benefit of the people.
Right.
I saw the places that he was willing to go where people crucified, cursed, and mocked him because he got up and started to step and walk in these places. Doc, I find myself being bold enough to walk in places where people say, why are you in there? And I say, I'm here because I'm here on purpose.
So yeah.
Oh, Doc, it's a
I love it. I love that I'm here on purpose. I love that statement because this is in living your life with intentionality. And that's what the alpha male does. Live your life with intentionality. And that's what you have, intention. And people out there, they got to find what that intention is. Because how can you be secure if you don't have an intention? You're not going to be secure. That's why so many people, listen, there's so many different directions to go with this, Ray. But one of the directions I want to talk about is I'm in the prison system and I watch people who are in the position of being a corrections officer. And you'll notice the ones who have been doing it for a long period of time and are secure with themselves. They don't have to puff up their chest. They don't have to act tough because they're secure with themselves. They understand the rules. They understand the consequences. But I see a lot of young people who come in and they just don't know what they're doing yet. And they're scared. And I understand it. I don't have judgment for it. But what happens is when you feel insecure, you feel a need to prove yourself. And that's not what being an alpha male is about. It's just not.
If I can give any advice to a family member, if I can give any advice to someone that's connected, to someone that's chasing gang life, or someone that's bullying somebody, or someone, a man that's beating his wife, Or a person in a relationship that feels he needs to belittle a woman by cursing her or making her feel so low. Mm. Let me tell you some things that will define what your legacy will be if you will ever one day become an alpha male. Because all of those things you would run away from. Mm. To hit a woman is to tell yourself, I don't love me. Mm. To join a gang is to tell your family, I don't understand me. Mm. To kill somebody because of colors, you're basically saying, I don't want to see me. Mm. We got to understand, Doc, all this pain that's being created, it's because we're not understanding what alphas are. Alphas are loving. Alphas are loving. Mm. They protect us. They warriors. They humble. Oh man, they're the last one to be seen in a room full of alphas. Mm. But I tell you what, when it's time to do what they need to do, they're the first one in battle.
Yep.
They're not going to ask you to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to make sure and say, honey, we don't need to argue. I'm sorry. I don't need to drink because I put my hands on you when I do that. Mm. Let me step away from that because I wouldn't want nobody doing it to me. Or I'm bullying somebody, so I'm so bad, so I could go out there and punch a little kid that I know can't fight me back. Who does that speak more about? About you or them? I done took many losses in my life, Doc. People done punched me in my mouth 3-4 times, and I done walked away. Mm. Now, this is when I was a kid.
Right.
But the whole point was, I realized that, guess what? I'm a bigger man. If I just simply walk away, you may win the battle, but you won't win the war, because the war is in my mind.
That's it. And if you remember, we had Secretary John Wetzel on, the head of the entire Department of Corrections for the state of Pennsylvania. We had him on a podcast before, and he said one of the worst things you could ever say to somebody is call him a coward. And what I say is, if you're bullying people, if you're hitting women, if you're doing these types of things, then you are living in cowardice. That's not alpha male. There is no aspect of that. There is not one ounce of aspect of that that is alpha male. If you have to bully other people, if you're going to hit a woman. So I think that it's really important to hear that message. Like, this is what true alpha male is. It's a quiet confidence. It's a self-assuredness. It's understanding that you don't need to prove anything. And yes, you'll be ready to protect those who need protected. You know, I have to tell you, one time, Ray, I was teaching a class, and a woman came up to me. This is back when I was a professor, and she said, She said, you know, one of the things I really like about you is you're a very strong man, but you stand up for people who need to, that kind of need people to stand up for them. And I said, let me tell you something. My mom taught me this at a very young age. She said, don't you ever watch a fight. Like, you're not going to watch people get hurt. Like, you're going to stand up. And that's a great lesson for me, because yes, I'm absolutely going to stand up for people who can't fight for themselves. I believe that's a part of what it means to be an alpha male, like stand up for others that need people to, that need some support. But it takes courage. It takes courage to do that. And you talk about this all the time, right? It's the courage. It's the courageousness to be able to step up and be there.
Look, it's not, it's one of the most respected positions in life. So I played 17 years. So including college, I played 20 plus years, right? Mm. And in all my years of playing, I want you to understand this. In all my years of playing, Doc, I got in one fight in 20 years.
Mm.
One.
Man, you gotta talk.
And that was 1994. That was on a college basketball court, because this dude wanted to show off in front of the whoever was out there, and I went up to dunk. Yes, I did say dunk, Doc.
That's rising up there too.
But yeah, oh dog, look now. You know, I keep it on the low, but it's a lot of things I can do people don't know. Anyway. So I'm rising the dunk and he undercuts me.
Oh man.
And I take the ball and I, you know, toss it at him because he had fouled me a few times early hard. And we got into a quick 30-second fight. Fight was over real quick, Doc. And throughout my entire career, all of these fights and stuff, I saw people getting in practice and all these things. Doc, I was the one person that never got in a fight.
Mm.
Because there's nothing for me to prove.
Right.
But see, this is back to what I'm trying to tell you. When the alpha understands he's alpha, there's nothing. Like I had dudes sometimes come up and try to block me after the whistle. I tell them one time, that's your last time. I'm not saying it again, but they understand where that's coming from.
I would not want you coming up to me saying that's the last time.
Doc, I'm telling you, I'm looking at them like you, and even in football games, there are clips and there are things that you can look up right now where certain guys have done something to me. And I come back over there and I slap him on the arm like extremely hard. Like that real hard, like a quick stinger.
Like let him know I'm here.
Yeah. Like, ooh, don't you, man, I said, don't you ever. Man, please don't get in no trouble. But the point is, man, I took that as a way of being humble. I took that as a way of never boosting or boasting my power around the facility, you know, never being that person that can't be talked to. And man, I was always the person that was open.
Right. But listen, let me come back to this. Let me come back to this, though. Everything you just said was about the same thing they're talking about with that super wolf that was only – of course you're going to defend yourself. Somebody takes your legs out, of course you're going to defend yourself. Somebody's hitting you after the whistle, of course you're going to defend yourself. That's a totally different thing than walking down the street and looking at somebody and not liking the way they look at you. See, this is a totally different thing. This is the quiet – assuredness. This is the self-confidence. This is the epitome of what the alpha male is. We got to take one more quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep exploding on this idea of alpha male. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. And no, like right before the break, we were talking and you said when you check somebody after the whistle or something, you had to say that all of that stuff was in defense. None of this stuff was walking out and seeking people, which we see so much. You and I both, in the line of work that we do with the people we interact with, when I'm in the prison system and I'm talking to guys who are in gangs, who are in prison now because of the stuff they used to do, they'll sit and they'll tell me. And I'm going to say this, and I really want our listeners to hear this, because I sit when it's one-on-one and I'm with a gang member and there's nobody else around. And then they start to really tell me, like, man, I was insecure. Like, I was insecure. That was my ego. I was scared. And I'll be honest with you, Doc, I was scared. And they'll tell me in a one-on-one session about that fear. And they'll tell me about what that fear drove them to do. So to me, a huge part of becoming an alpha male is conquering that fear. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have fear. It just means you need to address it in a different way. See, addressing fear by lashing out at others doesn't make you alpha. That's what makes you insecure. Addressing fear by conquering your own fear, facing that fear, that's what makes you in charge. That's what it's really about. Look, let me draw a real personal story from even last night. We were coming home, and my daughter was talking about what it's like. She said, "Hey, listen, I'm whenever it's dark, sometimes I get afraid." Understandable. She's 11 years old. So what I did is we went out in the driveway, and I said, "We're going to stand here, and I want you to feel my energy. This is a very safe place to be. There's nothing to be afraid of." So we sat there together, and I said, "I want you to feel this energy until you calm down and feel this energy." And she felt the energy, and I said, "All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to walk inside, and I want you to wait out here for a little bit. And when you feel confident, and I mean really confident, I want you to walk slowly and purposefully into the house as confident as possible." And the lesson I was trying to teach her, and I think the lesson worked well, was when you take a moment to stop and really face those fears, then you don't have to act out of a place of fear. You can act out of a place of courage because you faced your fear and went through it anyway.
Man, look, this is why that's so great that you assured her, right? Because it, mm-hmm. for her being that young is just always the right. unknown. You know what I'm saying? So that was a great insurance. You know, I just think to stay on what you're talking about, because there was a book I read not too long ago called The Culture of Fear. And it was really interesting because of all the things that it said that would create this fear, right, in our world, the things that's created. But you know, one of the biggest things that I got out of the entire book, that the culture of fear was, every piece of it was created by a human being. Remember, God made the world absolutely peaceful. Trees don't hurt you. The ocean don't hurt you. The sand don't jump up and bite you. You know, these things are here to make this world beautiful. What God speaks about heaven on earth, if you find some of these quiet places, you will find heaven on earth. But we go back to the place, and I want to bring this all the way back to let everybody understand what you're saying. Fear. Fear can make a coward out of anybody. Fear. Because think about some of the gang members that we talk to, Doc. Think about some of the people that we talk to. Once you pull the trigger, your life forever changes.
Yep.
Once it's done, your life forever changes. And what I'm saying is, I had a thing that I was so into making sure my mom was going to be okay. The only way I repaid her was exactly what we're talking about, Doc. What does the alpha male look like? What does the man that's physically, because the alpha male is in physical shape, you can see that he's ready for anything.
Yes.
You never know what his mind is thinking, because he always got a smile on his face. An alpha male is always finely trimmed. His hair is always looking nice. He's always smelling good. Every time you see him, he's always buttoned up to the top. Why? Because he understands somebody is always watching him.
Mm. Mm.
That,
mm.
That's why you remove fear when you start to change all of those things for thyself.
Mm.
For thyself. Man, look, I stopped trying to please people years ago. When I started to see how people would look at me in high school because of clothes I didn't have on, or because of I wasn't as big as somebody else, or because of I wasn't able to have lunch money. I used to say, wow, you can make me a bad person simply because of the things I don't have. Then it clicked to me one day in life. Maybe it's not about the things I don't have. Maybe it's about what's inside of me that you can't see.
Yes.
Yeah, and my fear got up. And this is to everybody. You have the ability to control your fear.
Mm.
You have the ability to control it. But I can give you one thing that will make sure you stay in fear. And if you don't defeat it, or you don't recognize it exists, it's people. People will keep you in constant fear.
Mm.
Unless you become your own individual. That's what I learned. I learned it, man. And I tell you what, Doc, I walk with who I am. I'm going to be who I am. And when I go home to the next place, one thing God will not say, you never was who you not was supposed to be. I'm not.
No. And to become who you are, like you say, like to become, like listen to that phrase, to become who you are. To become who you are means to come to terms with everything that you are. Look. One of the basic rules of psychology is this. Everyone has a wounded child within. Everyone. Because look, we see ourselves, other people see us who we are right now, but we see ourselves as a culmination of everything we've ever gone through. Like I remember being a really skinny kid, a really skinny kid, and I'm a 250-pound guy now, I'm a pretty strong guy, but I still see myself at times as that skinny guy who was like real, you know, hey, listen, this is everything around me was scary. But I think to understand that everyone has that wounded child within. And if you really want to become, and I love that you use that word because I think that's the epitome of what we're doing on this earth is to become whatever that is, to become whatever it is, then you can eventually get to the point where, and I'm going to zero back to something, I'm going to come all the way back to say something you said at the very beginning of the show, to be strong enough to take yourself lightly, to be strong enough to say, I don't need to be worried about what everybody else is saying because I'm good with me. I think that's the powerful statement. Like, I'm good with me. And once you're there in that spot, everything else falls into place.
It becomes a very simple life. Because what happens is you then look for those meditative moments every day. And you really know, honestly, one thing, that the only thing that matters is how I treat my family, how I inspire others, and more importantly, how many lives I actually change.
Mm.
And man, when you get to that point, Doc, that's what I'm trying to tell you. When I was playing for so many years, the point I got to where I started to realize, I said, you know what? Life might, it may not be about wins and losses. You know, I'm watching March Madness last night, and I'm watching these kids, man, and all these teams going at it, man. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like one of these kids is about to go through something. You know, they're about, one side is about to feel the greatest pain they've ever felt. You know, right. And they're talking about seniors, you know, and I watched Duke lose last night and I'm like, wow, you know, and I'm watching this pain and I'm saying to myself, I wonder will they ever one day realize that maybe that moment of dealing with that is setting them up for a moment 20, 30 years down the road.
Yep.
You know, I started to think when I was playing that I needed to help guys be a better man. I needed to help guys find out what prayer and meditation meant and what renewing your mind meant, because that teaches what we should be teaching, right? passing knowledge along so that these kids can learn from it. Listen, sports can sometimes, you know, confuse you because you're like, why I lose? You know, it's bad luck always follow me. It's not that. It's a man-created game, right? So that's the irony of it. There's a winner and there's a loser. But in every moment, even in my greatest moments of losing, I learned how to be a better man, better yet, a better alpha man in most of my losses. And I think that's what the challenge is for people today, to understand what we're trying to say, to circle this thing all the way back around. Take your fear. And listen, I'm not asking everybody to be strong. I'm asking everybody to at least seek advice.
Yeah.
Enough. So because sometimes it can be a sickness, right? Hitting people or wanting to hurt people can be a sickness. So maybe you need help. But I'm telling you, if you have the choice to change your life, encourage yourself to understand what an alpha male or female really is. Because when you spend time with yourself, you will know the things that represents an alpha male, because it follows all the things that make you smile. Peace, joy, wealth, harmony, protection, fullness. All of those things are on the side of alpha male. Anything else, you have to question yourself if you really understands what an alpha really is. Yeah.
Right. No. I'm so glad that we talked about this topic today, because I really do think people have it wrong out there when it comes to being what an alpha male really is. And I really hope this show clarifies some stuff from our perspective from it. You know, it's something that we talk about in 52 Days of Inspiration, our book that's coming out soon, is about that idea of learning from every experience. Like, so many people, and we've said this a lot of times before, but so many people think, well, I am who I am because of what I've gotten through. But then whenever something new comes up, it's like, oh no, I can't handle this new crisis. But that new crisis, this new moment, this is defining who you'll be in the future. So to be able to embrace that. And I mean, that's why we've talked about it a lot. And ultimately, you're right. It's about, you know, we framed this around being an alpha male today and talking about the study from Yellowstone and the super wolf. But right, like, it has to do with the alpha female. It has to do with being a leader, ultimately a leader in life. And I do want to clarify something, because I just in case I wasn't clear enough with it earlier, and I'm glad you kind of reiterated it, and I want to make sure I'm clear about this just in terms of parenting. When I did this with my daughter earlier or last night, I obviously made sure like everything was 100% safe, because I'm not for like throwing a kid in a pool and saying, hey, just swim. I'm not for just throwing somebody in a place of fear and saying, just get over it. Not at all. I made sure everything was 100% safe. I made sure she felt 100% safe before I even had her walk the 20 feet from one spot to another. And I think that's a critical piece, especially for me as an alpha male, as a father, is to make sure it's 100% safe, and then let that teaching piece take place. So I just want to make sure I clarify that in case there are any parents confused about that particular piece. But yeah, being an alpha male and the fact that you can get along with other alpha males and thrive, actually thrive. Because Ray and you and I, we talk about this all the time. We learn from each other. Yeah. We want to be around each other. Yeah. You want to be around another alpha male.
Right. First of all, where I'm from, they actually threw you in the pool. But it wasn't a pool. It was a lake. And they told you to survive. So I'm sorry. But that's where I'm from. But I understand where you was coming from, Doc. I do. But no, man, I think, you know, to kind of put a bow on this, man, the greatest thing that will prove to you if you're alpha or not is the people that you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. And then it's the people that are attracted to you. And that's where I think that's where alpha sticks out so much, when alphas respect alphas.
Yep.
You know, like, When you have a chance to just show somebody respect because of who you know they are, that's an alpha. Mm. You know, and so today, man, look, I learned something myself, because you know, going backwards sometimes really helps. And it inspired me today, because now I know this kid this kid, man. I'm talking to this kid at in LA, and I'm at the hotel, and he walks up to me. His name is Pedro. Beautiful. Oh my gosh, beautiful kid, man. Just he's a sophomore in high school, and he walks up and he introduces himself to me, and he said, "Mr. Ray Lewis." I was like, "Yes, sir." He said, "You change my life." Like, no, he was like, "Listen to me. Like, I was in gang. I was in gang life my whole life." He said, "I heard one speech you said." He said, "And I changed my life." Doc, listen, on the inside of his forearms, he got tattoos of words of motivation and determination. He's now started and changed his life over. I text him now. I gave him my number. He changed his life now. Now he's created an inspiration for kids that's in game life that he can change their lives.
Wow.
So see, sometimes even if you're lost, alpha males can still be an alpha, but they can be lost. And they just need somebody to once again, what we're talking about, what an alpha male is, they live it. And when they're living it, somebody sees it or they hear it. So keep pouring your message out if you're that alpha. And if you're not, find that alpha that you should follow and pay attention to, because they'll lead you to the right places. Yeah.
Oh, great, man. Perfect stuff, man. I hope everybody out there enjoys this, because I enjoy it every single time, man. That's what it's all about. It's all about being an alpha. Hey, listen, thank you so much for downloading the Tackling Life Podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. From there, you'll find links to our pages on iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get two all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. You also find links to the Tackling Life Facebook and Twitter pages, where you can become a part of the Tackling Life community and give us feedback, suggestions, questions, and ideas. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. Look, Fridays are Fan Friday, so there's a good chance we're going to play your question on the show. That's 646-762-4432. And please help spread the word and bring in new listeners, because we're trying to develop alpha males, alpha females. We're trying to develop alphas all over. So if you can, spread the word, give us a rating and review on our iTunes page. The more ratings and reviews we have, the higher our ranking and the easier it is for new people to find the show. Would definitely appreciate it if you could take the time to do that. Look, leadership is something we need to do together. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.